It was an immense pressure to be in the public eye, and he kept wanting to look better and better. He was very, very self-conscious.
Michael felt under pressure where his image was concerned because of who he is. He was a black guy. He was an inner city guy. How could he be the darling of the white society? He had to change.
I think all that was what led to the first plastic surgery in 1978.
I went to interview Michael at his home in Encino, and he showed up at the door with bandages on his face, and his eyes were black and blue, and I thought that he had been in some kind of a fight. He explained to me that he had fallen on stage and broke his nose. This was why he had that first surgery.
His next major one was in 1981, and he stayed with me for 4 weeks. I took care of him. I always felt that he looked so good after that second one, he never needed to do more.
And then after that, there were all kinds of other things that were going on that it was really hard to determine, you know, what he was doing when he was doing it.